America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blocker. Good drop, Zoo. Inside the 10 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York tonight. KM to AM, 2 hours to go. Taking your calls at 888-808-1019. I'm in here watching Miami, Ohio versus Ball State. As America awaits, I have an opportunity to talk about America's team to laugh at. How about them Cowboys? I voted for Jerry Jones to sell the team. I voted for Jerry Jones to sell the team every single year. As much as we're talking about the Giants, Brian Daboll, Joe Shane, and where they are, oh, the Cowboys are in a bad one right now. If you want something to laugh at, if you want something to point at in your division, a rival, the Cowboys aren't any better off. Dak Prescott has a hamstring injury. He might go on IR. I think they might have actually called that. He might already been, you know, declared. I'm so tuned out on the Dallas Cowboys. You might have heard me say I froze my account. It feels good, honestly. The Yankee season is done. The NFL season is done. Got no strings to hold me down to make me fret, make me frown. I had strings, but now I'm free. I've got no strings on me. The Devils, maybe. See what the Devils do. The Nets, I don't care for it. I'm actually becoming this like neutral media member that doesn't have so much fandom. It took 3 years. I'm kidding, but no. There's a comedy of errors that have gone on with the Dallas Cowboys. They traded for Jonathan Mingo today from the Carolina Panthers. His PFF receiving grade is in the zero percentile. He was 72nd in receiving yards with 539, 71st in yards per route run, 0.75, 72nd in catch rate, 49.5. The Dallas Cowboys justify saying that he's a veteran. They got good value. They also got a pick back. And he's someone that they graded high in their draft evaluation process. They're terrible. Instead of signing Derrick Henry, they brought back Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott was a healthy scratch this week. You know why? He's been insubordinate. He's been late to meetings. He hasn't been in a, you know, good mood with the team, bad attitude. Oh, bad idea to bring back a guy that you're paying dead money to and giving a new contract to. Waste of money. Also a waste of money for you to wait all of this time in the offseason, sign CeeDee Lamb with a week left. Should have done that so much earlier. Then you signed Dak Prescott the morning of week one. Why? With the rate that you're losing, you should have let Dak hit free agency. Why? With the rate that you're losing at, you might be able to draft a quarterback in the top 10. Oh, rumor is they're going to draft Ashton GT from Boise State. Like, that's going to help things. 888-808-1019. There's rumblings about Cooper Rush playing, which we've all seen Cooper Rush. He's a good backup quarterback. But this is your last year of having Trey Lance on the roster. If you've listened to me yell about Trey Lance, Jerry Jones pushed the button for the Trey Lance trade. The 49ers finessed him for a fourth-round pick. Nobody told him to do it. Nobody asked him to do it. He did it to undermine Dak 2 years ago. Brought in a kid that can't play. Gave up value for it. You need a running back. In that fourth round, the Jets drafted Braylon Allen. In that fourth round, the Buccaneers drafted Bucky Irving. There was talent available. And your pick, you traded away for a third-string quarterback that cannot get on the field. A waste of space, a waste of money, a waste of... That's another thing. You're paying his contract. So there's so many bad things. Like if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan and you're still, hold up, hold up, hold up. We them boys, you're not paying attention. I think I took a call from Dave in Belleville a couple weeks ago where he was saying they got to throw the ball to Michael Gallup. And I had to end the call. I appreciated the call, Dave, but Michael Gallup retired. He's not on the team. So now they're relying on Jonathan Mingo to come in and save the day. I could go on so much longer about how terrible Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys are. And I hope it makes a Giants fan smile. I really hope it does. Let's go to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Lawrence, you're on the Fan in New York.
Yo, what's up, man? Good to hear from you. Good to take the call. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
So, look it, man. I have not been concerned about the Giants up until this last game. And it's just sloppy play, like the lack of tackling in open field. Am I wrong, or should I be concerned about the coaching of the Giants?
No, you have to be. Because, like, that is a reflection of preparedness, practice. It's not translating. And like... They have scored points. They have competed, but there's something missing.
There's a lack of fire, and it's like there's something. You have to be a Giant. You have to be hard-nosed. You have to want to be on the field. You have to get after it. And I don't need you to win, but if you're lazy, it's unacceptable, and it translates. And it's like you said, like winning is contagious, and so is losing. And like, man, it's rough to lose like at the rate we're losing at, but you still got to be a winner at heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're also in this social media era. When I talk about Deontay Banks, I think he's the one we circle when we talk about effort and giving up on plays. He's a guy that famously went live last year. I think he's a guy that probably reads too much social media. He's a guy that probably is too much into what people are saying about the Giants. And when he came to the Giants, they had Saquon Barkley. His second year, he's got to try and tackle Saquon Barkley. Daniel Jones gets hurt in his first year. Daniel Jones is still here. Like, he's probably looking around, even a Malik Nabers, right? He's packing it in. He's listening to the outside noise. And they got to do everything in their power to block all that stuff out. They got to do everything in their power to try and get that right. But it's almost a foregone conclusion what this season is going to be. I think everybody knows that they have to lose games and draft a quarterback. They're not going to pick up the option for Daniel Jones. It's over for him. And they don't have a quarterback in the building who's the future. Drew Lock was a waste of money. And Tommy DeVito, we saw last year. Eventually, we could see him again this year. But you and I both know he's not leading the Giants to victories. Well, not like actually a winning season. He won some games last year, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, Tommy DeVito is not the answer, but it's on the coach to control like the locker room mentality and make sure that the message is clear to the players who are going to be here next year is that we don't quit on plays. We make the hard tackles when we have to. And, like, we show up on game day, and, like, if that's not going to be the case, then, like, you know, Dable is going to be on the hot seat, and, like, I don't want him to be, but he needs to get it together, and we need to get a win here in Carolina to just boost
morale. It can't just be that he's safe. Good call, Lawrence. It can't just be that he's safe. It's yet to be seen. Let's see how the rest of the season plays out. Can they go to Germany? Like, the German fans are just going to be drinking them big-ass beers the size of a boot. They're just gonna you're going to see every kind of NFL jersey. They're going to do everything from, you know, singing Country Roads, Sweet Home Alabama, bringing the American influence over there. Who played out there last year? Was it Kansas City? I think Kansas City played out there last year. You know, now the NFL's a global game. They're going to Brazil. They're going to Germany. And these German fans are about to get Giants Panthers. I don't think they'll really care too much. I don't think they're really... We'll know the difference. I think they'll just be happy to have an NFL game go on overseas. But it's a game you got to win. I made the joke before. The Saints lost to the Panthers, and they fired Dennis Allen. So if we're talking about a seat being hot, Brian Daboll has to go all the way to Germany and come back with a win. The end. Ross is in Bergen County. Ross is back on the Fan.
Keith, how you doing, man? It's been a minute.
Yeah, good. You know, like I said, no baseball to worry about anymore. I've been so checked out on the NFL. I'm just, what does Evan say, independent observer? I'm IBO?
IBO, IPO, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Listen, I'm right there with you, man. I feel like, not to pour salt in the wound, but I think you'd agree with it at this point, too. Yeah, well, I mean, it's been the case with them for years, but the fact that the Yankees got over the pennant hump for the first time in 15 years, but for nearly the entirety of their organization, it's been, the season starts in October type mentality. And while, you know, with me with the Rangers, you know, how many times was I trying to come in, you know, last year for some Rangers talk with the President's Trophy, and even my, you know, me and myself, I was talking to Big Zoo, the ultra pessimist of my age, talking to you, this year feels like, if it's not this year, when's it going to be? And now, dude, at this point, I throw on a Ranger game, I'll watch them, because I got to watch every game. I'm, like, addicted with them especially. But, like, I got no passion. Like, they win the game, I'm like, you know, I'm not getting up. They give up a goal last year, I'd be screaming. You know, this year I could give a rat's you-know-what.
That's what's happening with the Yankees. This next regular season for the Yankees, right. Judge can hit three homers in a game. They can bring Soto back. Soto can go crazy, and people are just going to be like...
And that might be for better or worse, because in terms of, you know, the season not officially not starting for certain teams until the postseason starts. Because, I mean, honestly, you look at it, if they don't make the postseason, maybe you're looking at it as a blessing in disguise, because you're just saving yourself the misery of getting, you know, eliminated games.
Nah, always make the postseason. Anything can happen. You always want to make the postseason.
You blow a 3-1 lead, I don't know, man. I'm kind of that's kind of the difference between me and maybe you and some other people. If I'm going to make it to the postseason, you look at a team like, I don't know, off the top of my head, the Maple Leafs, notorious for it. You go in, blow a 3-1 lead in the first round, save me the pain, just eliminate me.
No, there is no save you the pain. That's what you sign up for, man, and it could be the start of an origin story. That's what I'm hoping with the Yankees. I'm hoping that they start a Yankees World Series Championship 2025 movie with the collapse in the fifth inning of Game 5 in 2024.
Well, let me ask you this. Who would you rather be right now? They're both kind of hopeless, but at least the Giants fans know their fate. I mean, they're looking at this. You brought up this Germany game. Every fan, aside from all the Germany fans, they got one of every jersey in that stadium. But the Giant fan and Panther fan here in the States are looking at that game as a comedy show, whereas the Jets were a legitimate comedy show. They still got some faith in them, and it's most likely neither one of them are going to make the playoffs. So if I were one of the two, I'd probably want to be a Giant fan, because at least they know they're done. Whereas, you know, you got this Texans game, that little hype after you thought the Patriots game was the all-time low. You get a little bit of hype back into the season, a little bit more speed with that Texans win. Leave it to Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison being the first game they clicked on, named the Rams game. And, you know, all hell breaks loose after that. So, I don't know, man, you brought up that you hit it right on the head. It's a cycle of misery with a lot of teams, and you happen to root for three, and I root for basically all of them.
Maybe yeah, this stuff
right
isn't
now,
even fun, bro. It's pain. It's not even entertaining. We're just too deep in it. I retweeted my tweet on Twitter last week. I'm like, I don't know if I even like sports anymore. I just think I'm too deep to get out.
I say every week, I say football, I say the NFL is king, because we all come running to our couches just to, you know, if we got money on the games, our teams more often than not. Unless you're a Chiefs fan,
just to lose money.
Running to your couch to have your heart broken, to lose money and watch your team.
Fantasy team lose. It sucks. Thanks for the call, Ross. That just made me think of something. I think I'm done betting for the rest of the season. I knew DeMarcus Robinson was going to score two touchdowns, so much so I put $15 on him to do such. That $15 was going to turn into $675. But trying to cut my losses at the end of the night Sunday and not thinking they were going to go to overtime where he would catch another touchdown pass, yeah, I cashed that bet out. Never hit cash out. And I know that rule from my other times doing it, cashing out, you know, the football is misery at the end of the day, Sunday. Your real-life team loses. Your fantasy team loses. All your parlays and bets lose, and you're trying to cash out to collect a little bit of money to throw on Sunday night football. And next thing I know, I'm like, they're in overtime. DeMarcus, oh, no. Touchdown. I'm like, I just cashed that out for $20, and it could have been $675. Terrible. I just got to delete the app. 888-808-1019. Talking football now. Talking Giants, Dallas Cowboys, trade deadline, Jets, Germany coming up, a 9:30 a.m. game. And, of course, if you want to add anything to the Yankees and the Mets conversation from earlier, we'll bring that back around. I'm on till 12. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'll be right back.
Your official station to talk.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yankees, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Still here. You're listening to KM to AM on 101.9 FM, The Fan in New York. Thanks for calling. Thanks for spending your night tonight listening to sports talk radio, specifically me and my sports brain. I don't know everything about sports. I think I know enough to do the job. I try to entertain. I try to give my takes and breakdowns and thoughts on different things. You may agree or disagree, and that's what the phone is for. 888-808-1019. Call me up. As we pass this time tonight, I've got about another 90 minutes left to take your calls, and I was just thinking about last Tuesday was the euphoria of the Grand Slam from Anthony Volpe and Austin Wells' homer and Judge starting to come alive a little bit and getting a win in that bullpen game, which I think a lot of you, Yankee fans or not Yankee fans, have kind of just forgot that like the Dodgers do that. And that's almost like them giving you a game. And then I talk about that stat that's been posted a ton of times about like the runs scored and the batting average. And that stat is skewed because of the bullpen game. And then you also forget that like the Yankees chased Jack Flaherty off the mound where they had back-to-back bullpen games, but they were able to win the second one. And I think now that it's, you know, tomorrow will make it a week since the World Series ended. I think we'll start to get more into the reflecting. I think we'll start to get more into the positives. I think we'll start to get more into looking back on the season. Like, I haven't been able to do it. I thought I was going to do like an end of the season, like reel or TikTok and put together some of the highlights from going to the stadium. I don't know how many times I said, Yankee fans, I love you guys. Like, the love I get is ridiculous. I've gone to that stadium for so many years where I was either alone or I didn't know that many people. And now over the years, it's just built to this point where like I'm never alone in there and I get a ton of love and I appreciate that. It was a fun year until it wasn't, you know? And even in the gauntlet of June where they were losing, and then even the last homestand where they were losing, where I was getting on the radio telling you, hey, there's some glaring issues. This isn't good. And a lot of people thought, whatever, you know, they'll flip the switch in October and they'll get there. Yeah, they were able to get by the Royals and the Guardians. And it's unfortunate for us Yankee fans that had to listen to people say it was a cakewalk. They were right. They were right. Because when they actually got in the ring with a talented team above their weight class a little bit, it was apparent. So 888-808-1019. Craig is in Elmont. Craig, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up? How you feeling?
Doing, man?
Good,
yeah,
good.
Yeah. I met you a couple of times in my lifetime, guys. Yeah, I'm still depressed over the Yankees, man. You know, I just keep replaying that Coldplay over and over my head.
It's forever. It is forever.
And then he started running like.
Yeah, he knew. He was caught in between. You know what I'll say about that, Craig? And I've said this on the Fan. Watching that inning, he was looking for them to pick him up because they had failed him. Watching that inning, he did get a couple strikeouts. He did battle.
Right.
He did keep his poker face.
He was just frustrated. He was like, all right, I gave it my all. And
he had that out. If you get that out, if you cover first, and also I put this caveat in there, Mookie Betts was running hard. Mookie Betts wasn't that's loafing like Alex Verdugo.
I mean, that's his MO. I mean,
Mookie Betts is going to hustle, and I don't know if Gerrit Cole beats him.
That.
But we should have.
Yeah,
we should have been aware of that, right? Mookie Betts hits that ball, you got to go. It's something that they learn young.
Absolutely. As soon as it hits to the left, it's like an instinct that you see every pitcher do. And who was great at it? Mariano. One thing about it, he feels that his position is so great. Like I could see Mariano hopping off that mound.
You
like,
need those outs late in the game. You got to be there. And Rizzo's got to be better. I know there was some English on the ball. There was a spin to it. But Rizzo looked like he was not even thinking about having to go take that himself.
Yeah, it
sucks. And that's how you get got. And that's how you end up unraveling. And that is forever.
It's forever.
Yeah, we'll never get it out of our heads. I feel bad mostly for the kids. Like, we're grown men, and we've had our moments in the past.
2004 moment. Sure. Yeah, definitely.
2001.
Absolutely. Yeah, 2001. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, sometimes 2001 wake me up in the middle of the night more than 2004. 2001 is like, we were right there. Like, that was another one. We were making plans.
I know I told him I was going to talk about Yankees, but you were talking football while I was waiting on the call. So I am a diehard 49er fan. So imagine this. I lose in the Super Bowl. I lose in the World Series. Like, come on now.
You feeling like the decisions you made in the 90s to jump on the 49ers and jump on the Yankees.
Well, that was in the 80s. I'm old.
In the 80s.
But 84. Yeah, 84. I mean, I've been a diehard 49er. I'm one of those guys. It's just, I plant my flag in the ground.
Sure.
And then,
the 49ers have gotten to the Super Bowl. They've gotten to the NFC Championship. They haven't gotten the Super Bowl, though. They haven't won it.
I'm all about winning. We're all about winning. We don't care about that. We're champions. We don't care. It hurts more. It hurts. It hurts, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And just to tell the callers, you know, I'm a diehard Knicks fan, so you know who's going to the finals.
Get out of here, Craig. Thanks for the call. You just roll from one season to another. That's what we do as fans, man. We have no impact on this stuff, but we wear it. And that's what I was pleading with the Yankees about. I'm like, none of this changes for us until you change, until you face it, until you accept it. Do you hear what they're saying about you? They're talking about they were waiting on you to play Yankee defense, that you were going to kick the ball around, that they knew that you would have self-inflicted wounds. None of this changes until you change. Robbie is out in Rockland next up on the Fan. What's up, Robbie?
What's going on?
You know, talking the talk. Yankees talk again, of course.
Well, I just want to say that guy who called about the Yankees and how he doesn't want to make the playoffs is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I never, like, we just came off of 82-80. I hated so many weeks and months of that season. I checked out of that season on July 16th. Making the postseason, you have to at least do that. There is no, I'd rather, like, nah, I can't get jiggy with that. I can't relate to not make, to spare me the pain. No, I want to make the World Series and go through that pain.
Like, we make the ALCS almost every other year.
I've seen
that,
a ton of them. I think I've seen like 12 American League Championship Series more.
And obviously I want a World Series, but like, you know how many teams would take this stuff? Like, we take it for granted. And yeah, they need to play better. They need to win. This should fire them up with what they were just talking and stuff. But we should have won game one, definitely, and game five. So like, everyone's saying the Yankees played horrible that series. Like, there's no way. If they would have won those two games, it's 3-2.
A couple managerial mistakes, a couple boneheaded plays mistakes. Man, the game that people do not talk about was that first game in the Bronx, that Monday game where they stared at all those pitches in the zone. And then, I mean, talk about voting. If I could vote for robo-umps to be activated in 2025, we need robo-umps.
Sorry, you heard? Did you get that out?
No, I didn't hear what he said, but I was stopping so you could talk. Thanks for the call, Robbie. 888-808-1019. Yeah, that game three, the first World Series game in 15 years in Yankee Stadium. I go to that game, I'm like, what? Why aren't you swinging the bats? Are you dead? Are you really about to go down 3-0? There's no coming back from that. When I got on the Fan that night, like, that was a nightmare. My car got trapped in the parking deck. I had to run for it. Couldn't get down to the train. There were so many people that people were coming back up to the train because you couldn't even get to the turnstile. I go to the underpass over there on 161st, and I run and get in the back of a train, and I get here in the nick of time just to get on the air and absolutely rip the Yankees because I knew the World Series was over after they went down 3-0. I knew the World Series was over after they had a bunch of pitches in the zone. They let Walker Buehler come in and throw strikes, and they were, like, waiting for walks and for help and for the umpire to give them. It's just not going to go that way. This is it. Swing the bat. You're in the World Series. Didn't you dream of having at-bats in the World Series? Swing the bat. Foul it off. Fight it off. Compete. And they did not. Rocco and Saratoga ready to rock on the Fan again.
Yes, Keith. Yes, Keith. Hey, this morning I had a little mingo and toast for breakfast. Little mingo and toast. Jerry Jones said it's delicious. I tried it. It's not that good.
No,
it's
not good at all. It doesn't make any sense at all. Don't need it at all, but whatever.
No, hey, that's the only solace I have, Keith, is the Cowboys suck.
They're terrible.
You know? Just like that. Hey, he signs Zeke. He's a big dud, right?
They got Dalvin Cook, too. What's Dalvin Cook doing?
Then he gives Dak the money. He should have waited.
Idiots.
And Dak is going to be out for 4 weeks. He's having a terrible season.
Dak is on the sidelines. He's saying we effing suck. And everybody sees it. Like, come on, yo. You just made him the highest paid player. Like,
yeah. It's the Jerry Jones jinx.
Yes.
The Jones jinx.
No good will come their way until he.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing. He's got to step down. I voted for him to step down.
They're going to hold out. He plays that game. I'm not going to pay that. And then he always pays, and then they stink. I think Mingo is going to be a superstar on the Cowboys. You just wait and see. I don't think so. I don't think so. Hey, Keith.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, good. At Yankees, Juan Soto better think about it twice. Wherever he goes, he's not going to have Judge hitting behind him.
Correct.
All right? He had his best home run year and everything with Judge behind him. It was like Mantle and Maris. Maris hit the 61 home run because Mantle was hitting behind
him. They should run that back. We should see that again. We should see that again in the next few months. The season will be here before we know it. That's the only way to erase this.
Yeah. We got to see. I don't know. I don't know if he's going for the money. He doesn't give a damn that the Yankee fans will boost him along and welcome.
The Yankees have the money, and he stands to make a ton of money being a Yankee off the field with endorsements and commercials and advertisements.
Oh, yeah. For sure. He'll make more money off the field than he will with endorsements. You know, sign with Nike and all that. Come on. Look at Michael Jordan. He made more money off the court than on the court, right?
Sure.
And that's with New York.
It's marketing.
You know,
it's brand stuff. Yeah, I'm sure he and his team and his family and his agent, they're all thinking about it. But they have to play a game a certain way. And I don't hate the player. I hate the game. It's just, you know, this is what they have to do.
That's what Boris does with all
this. This is what they have to do. Everybody can bid on Juan Soto. Come on down.
Look what he did to J.D. Martinez. That he wasn't ready at the beginning of the season, and Montgomery not so good.
That's what I'm saying. He failed his clients in the offseason, and I think that there is, not collusion, but there's definitely some type of pact going on with Major League Baseball where they're this guy is not going to have his way. Nobody give in to his long-term contracts anymore.
Right. No, and I don't think the Yankees should with Soto. Yes, he's a great player, but is he the greatest player ever? How about when Mike Trout was in his prime? And now look at him.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
What happens if Soto has 5 good years and gets injured and it has mediocre years? Who's to say, look at Trout, right? Greatest player ever. Trout, 3 MVPs, this and that. Now, the last couple of seasons, not so much.
on the other side of L.A. They had Trout and Ohtani together. Now Ohtani's over there with Joe Kelly. What'd you think about Joe Kelly's comments on the New York Yankees?
Oh, come on. Joe Kelly's a freaking idiot. Where's the sour grapes left and right? Who the hell hummed him?
He's just on the bench. He's just a bench player. Didn't have any part of this, but gets to talk.
Nothing. He wasn't even in it. And then he's dissing them like, oh, we're so great. I was so great. The Yankees had the best record in the American League. And now you're trying to say, oh, damn, really not. So everyone was ahead of them.
They would have been the eighth or ninth best team if we re-ranked the postseason. That's like Marcus Stroman talking down on the Guardians or the Royals. Like, you weren't even on the roster. Why are you talking?
Everyone was better than the Yankees. So the Yankees really stunk. They're lucky that they had the best record. Come on.
Yep.
We would have won that damn series. That first game we gave away letting Shohei get to the
We know it,
error.
But when you lose like that, thanks for the call, Rocco. When you lose like that to the Victor Go to Spoils, and they can literally rewrite history and say anything they want to say, and you just got to deal with it. And the only way to change this is to let it drive you insane. Not you as fans. We got to flush it. We got to get over it, but they're never going to let us. We got to move on. I've moved on. I just, I've put away my jacket, my World Series jacket with all the patches and pins on it. It's away. I put away my World Series hat that I was so happy to get and my pin on it that says World Series. I was there. It's tucked away. I'm in the process of shifting my closet. I don't know anybody with more Yankee fits than me. 50% of my closet is Yankee t-shirts, hoodies, jackets. I'm in the process of pushing that away until March or February. 888-808-1019. Hopefully by February and March, these guys are on one. The way they were motivated to come back from 82 and 80 carry twice as much motivation to come back from failing in the World Series. Keith McPherson on the Fan, about an hour and 10 minutes left in my show. Please call up and join it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Right back at it on The Fan. Yeah, we even got trolled for Fat Joe performing. Shout out to Joey Crack, Terror Squad, Jose, Jealous One, Still Envy. But like, Joe Kelly and Kike Hernandez and these guys made up a Fat Joe curse. Keith McPherson on The Fan, checking back in quickly before the update here. It's not Fat Joe's fault, but now we have a new curse. Curse of the Billy Goat, curse of the Great Bambino, and now the curse of Fat Joe. Because they claim Ice Cube came out, crushed his performance in Dodger Stadium, and they didn't even have to play. And then Fat Joe came out, didn't really crush his performance, and they didn't even have to play. I'm like, God, we can't catch a break. The Yankees didn't even choose Fat Joe. MLB chose Fat Joe. They also chose Ice Cube. You know, trying to get the hip-hop audience, the younger demographic, but it wasn't really for the younger demographic. If you think about when Ice Cube came out and when Fat Joe came out and how old you'd have to be to, like, follow their, I don't know.
Yeah, bro, I mean, what young kid right now is going, wow, no, Ice Cube and Fat Joe?
They're not rapping, Today Was a Good Day. They're not rapping along to that. They're not rapping along to even All the Way Up or New York He Performed.
Getting no Making It Rain out of these kids.
Nah. As soon as he played Ja Rule's voice over the loudspeakers, we were cooked, y'all.
Right, that's really the curse. Once you play Ja Rule, it's over.
Shout out to Ja Rule, though. There is a picture of him up in the Hard Rock. And shout out to my guy Chris at the Hard Rock and everybody that works at the Hard Rock that shows me love in Yankee Stadium. I try to get the fans fired up. What was it? Game 5. I'm in the Hard Rock. They pass me the mic. I get a Let's Go Yankees chant going.
There you go.
I tried. I do what I can do.
Hey, now, Keith, you have been doing what you can do on a lot of things, too, with the Yankees, man. And I got to be honest, I have a suggestion right now. I got a little thought. I know you hate them playing Frank after losses. How about instead we play a little Fat Joe New York's just Ja Rule over the speakers instead?
Dude. The Frank stuff's got to end, though. We can't have Frank Sinatra as our win song and our lose song. And then the differentiator they added this year was the Yankees win with, you know, with John Sterling. Shout out to John. John deserved better than the way that the Yankees went out as well. But if I could change one thing, if they can do one thing for the fans, right, they might not sign Juan Soto. They might not be able to field a team that can get back to the World Series. They can easily put it to silence. Not a sound after that last out when the visiting team wins. Because in this social media age, we just get trolled into oblivion. Start spreading the L's. These foreigners are coming into our stadium and laughing at us, going back to L.A., going back to Baltimore, going back to Atlanta, wherever. And they're making their TikToks and reels playing Frank. And they're making us the butt of every joke. Spare us, Yankees. Remove that song when we lose. On the north side of Chicago, when I go to Wrigley Field, those lovable losers with the curse of the Billy Goat that they defeated, when they win, they say, go Cubs, go. Go Cubs, go. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. And they fly the W. It's awesome. When they lose, crickets. Everybody go to the bar. Everybody leave.
Oh, Chicago.
No,
took you now today.
There's none of it. When I went there in 2017 and the Yankees swept them, I was in their bleachers like, start spreading the news. I was trolling them, but there was no go Cubs go. They just quietly exit. And they go to the Cubby Bear. They go into Wrigleyville. They go drink in their bars. And they get on the train, the CTA, and they go home. 888-808-1019. Let me take one more call. Thanks for holding. I will get to everybody on hold. We've got calls for the Yankees, the Mets, Soto, the Giants. Let's take this call from Luke in Westchester before we break.
Hey, how's it going, Keith?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
Great. Yeah, I was just going to say before I get to my Yankee point there, I was at the game you were doing on the radio and the Bleacher Creatures all chanted your name as the last roll call number. So I don't know if you heard them or not, but I thought that was a good thing for you.
Of course. Thank you. Yes, it was a highlight of my year and my, Yankee fan life and career. Sure.
I hear you. So this is what I was thinking. I mean, I'm looking at the future here, and I wanted you to kind of role play a little bit here. All right, you're Boone. Day one, you're addressing the 2025 Yankees in spring training. What I know what I would hit in the points. What would you attack? What would you be going on right off the bat with there and addressing the team? How would you address that?
It's gonna suck. It's not gonna be fun. It's gonna be awkward. It's gonna be just a feeling of like, are we really doing this? But I'm driving home the fundamentals. And if I'm the manager, I'm saying everybody attacked us for our fundamentals. So you know what we're gonna do in spring training? You might not like it. You guys are big leaguers, but we're going to go through all the fundamentals. We're going to act like this is high school baseball. We're going to drill everything. And we're going to drill much that you guys will remember it all through the season. And then we'll even do it during the season. We got to do the little things fielding the ball, throwing the ball in. We got to do the little things on the base paths. We got to be sharp. We got to be liked. We got to be locked. And you know what I would like? I would like for them to have a word, right? And this might sound like all of this sounds like Little League and childish, but they need like a word for when they're like dialed in, locked in, something to be like, hey, because when I was watching them unravel behind Judge dropping that pop-up, I'm like, they need a word where they're just like, hey, fellas, like now, right now, right now, just where everybody can just center themselves and know the ball is coming my way and I got to make a play right now and I can't let this continue. Yeah. When it comes to me, I got to be ready. I got to be aware. I got to know what to do with it. And I felt like they just melted in the moment and they didn't have just like something to be like, hey, one out, two outs, make the play. Like look around the diamond and look at guys and be like, yo, we're in the World Series. We got to get out.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was thinking that fifth inning reminded me of what was that movie, The Replacements, with Gene Hackman, and they have the guy all in. They talk about their fears, and to me, that was the definition of quicksand. Just one mistake, another mistake. As soon as Judge dropped that ball,
we knew we were in trouble.
Kind of go.
If you watch baseball, you know you're in trouble. You got a runner on first. They don't make that out in center field. That runner's on second. That runner, it's like no matter what, you're like you're in fear that this is going to be a bad inning. And they were this close to not giving up any runs, but they unraveled.
Right, right. Well, what I would do in spring training, my thought was, number one, I would read them the L.A. Dodgers scouting report. That was the first thing that I would do, go over each point, kind of similar to what you were talking about.
When they get to the next season, they're not going to mention the Dodgers, you know? Like, they're going to move on from that. They got to do it in a way that they don't, you know, evoke the, like, thought of, like, because that's over. It's in the past. Like, they can't say, hey, guys, here's the Dodgers scouting report. Like, it's like, no, that's done, right? We're going to face the Blue Jays and the Phillies and the Mets and, you know the Pirates in spring training. The Dodgers are going to be in Arizona. There's got to just be some way to say, like, I don't know, maybe bring that bulletin board material into spring training without evoking the name, like, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, because I would just hit them hard with that scouting report. You don't have to bring up, you know, the Dodgers in particular, but hit them hard with that scouting report. And you know what I would do? I would have them sit down and watch the 17 minutes of the fifth inning and have them go through it and say, you know what? That's where we were. Now how are we going to start from here on in and not let that ever happen again? Because I think that's a point that has to be hit really hard. They have to face their fears. They played that series not to lose. You mentioned game one. You mentioned game three. You saw exactly, even in game five, they got the lead after that fifth inning. And Kaylee comes in, and there was the fear of God in Kaylee. He couldn't even know what the strike zone
was. Yeah, I'm not throwing Kaylee there, but yep, there it is. Thanks for the call, Luke. You'll remember every little thing about it. You'll never get over it as a fan. And the only way that they can get over it is for, like I said, it to drive them through the offseason, for it to motivate them in their workouts and their training and their preparation. And then who knows? Maybe we get a 2025 Fall Classic. It's a rematch, Yankees versus Dodgers. I'd sign up for that right now. I don't fear that right now. Much to be seen. Last hour coming up. Open mic time. It's wide open. Whatever you guys want to talk about. If you guys want to talk about Mikal Bridges and the New York Knicks being 500, if you guys want to talk about Cam Thomas and the Brooklyn Nets being 500, we can have those conversations. More conversations about Devontae Adams, how he's already out there endorsing Jeff Ulbrich. He's been here for a whole 3 weeks, and he's like, yeah, I hope he's the guy in the future. No, you could do better. There's plenty more to talk about than just Juan Soto, just the World Series, just the offseason. Jets, Giants, Knicks, Nets, whatever you want to do, keep McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.